18, Shane Maurer with the return. Good return by Shane as he picked up about 20 yards on the return.
Yep, so Maurer gets to return the kick, and now he gets to go under center and see what he can do on, from the quarterback position.
Great field position here. They're on the 39-yard line, the Warriors 39. If you're looking at your radio again, the Warriors will be to your left, Deckerville Eagles to your right. So maybe if you got those little fake football guys and you're setting them up on the table, that way you know which your team's supposed to be on what side of the table. We're going to have a timeout called by the Deckerville Eagles. No, by the North Huron Warriors. And we'll take a quick timeout. We'll be right back after these.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sibuing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
When you need fuel, lumber, and other building materials, paint, hardware, tools, and farm or yard chemicals and seed, head for Huron County's oldest member-owned co-op, Farmers Co-op Grain Company in Kindy. Their complete farm and home fuel center will take care of all your bulk propane, gasoline, fuel oil, and diesel fuel needs. The first and only place you need to check for all your farm and home lumber, hardware, fuel, seed, and chemical needs is Farmers Co-op Grain Company in Kindy.
Farmers Cooperative Grain Company will be closed for inventory and the Labor Day holiday beginning at noon Friday, August 29th. They'll reopen Tuesday, September the 2nd.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field out of the I-formation North Huron Warriors. Handed off to 28, Justin Whalen, and Kyle Doerr blitzing up the middle. Takes the Warriors back about 4 yards. A handoff in the middle and some real confusion in that backfield. Number 19, handing off to number 4 for the Warriors. So Shane Maurer handed off to that tailback. And there's some confusion back there, Chad.
Yeah, that handoff went to Nathan Iden, and they were both at a complete stop when he took that handoff. So they're still got to get that timing down, especially against this very, very quick and strong Deckerville defense.
And we're also seeing some blitzing going on. Coach Bill Brown making some calls from the sidelines with his assistants, and they're mixing it up a little bit. So they run a 4-2-2 defense for the Deckerville Eagles. Now Hanif off the middle. There's some room, but closes quickly, and a nice tackle by number 69. Cody Mosoff, the big senior, 230 pounds, 6'1 senior for the Deckerville Eagles.
Yeah, that was a nice run right up the middle. In fact, he was just an ankle grab away from maybe getting a little bit, a little farther down the field, I should say. But Shane Maurer up the middle on that one.
And they had some good blocking. Nice line. Bichette had a nice block on the line. 56 was down there also for the North Huron Warriors, Chris Krager. And they opened a big hole, Corey Sosnowski. On the left side, the Warriors will punt it away.
Nice looking punt.
Taken by number 4 on the 25-yard line. Ryan Stone brings it all the way back to the 47 of the Deckerville Eagles, back to midfield. But it was a nice kick.
That was a nice kick, but I don't think we've had, Deckerville hasn't started any further out than about midfield yet.
Good field position. I think that's about where they started here in their first round, right there at the 47-yard line. 3:55 to go here in the first quarter. 102.1 FM WLEW Sports. With MHSA High School football going on right now here at Deckerville Field with the North Huron Warriors and the Deckerville Eagles. The score is still 8-0 with the Eagles on top. Deckerville breaking out of the ball, going over the pro set. Dallin Patello, the quarterback, looks at the right side and hands off and just put to the ground immediately by number 74 of the North Huron Warriors. Adam Pichette met him at the line, and that'll actually put him back for just about a one-yard loss.
Yep, Adam played that one perfectly. He was patient, he stayed in his spot, and he met him right there, and he didn't get run over that time.
That was a wake-up for Ryan and the Deckerville Eagles right there, because they have really been moving the ball on the ground on the North Huron Warriors, and Pichette just put it to him right there, taking him back for a yard. Eagles break back over the ball. Warriors are in a 4-4. Look at that. Is a tight defense as they pulled their linebackers and stopped the Eagles again for a loss of 2 yards. And you can see what's going on now, Chad, as Coach Travis Fisher pulled everybody up in the line. They're 4-4 right now, not 4-2-2. And they're keeping them tight.
Yeah,
that row of linebackers is probably about 3 yards off of the defensive line.
Yeah, they definitely made some adjustments. The Warrior defense uses the old biscuits and gravy front, popularized by the legendary Tyrone Jenkins.
Oh, there you go.
Legendary eight-man football coach.
So here we go, breaking back over the ball. It'll be third and 10 with 2:35 to go. Eagles out of the pro set, hands off to the left side, going to the tailback, and lots of room there. Breaking free enough for the first down is number 33, Danny Wolf. 5'9 senior runs off of the left tackle, had some really nice blocks by a number of Deckerville Eagles, and the Warriors didn't play it that bad, but you know what? When they're playing that tight, that 4-4, you're going to take some chances, but they were doing a good job of stopping them tight on the line. But you take that chance of getting the ball off a tackle or outside or getting an end out on you. But here we go. First and 10 with 2:20 to go, first quarter. Hand off to the right side. Oh, some big room there for number 8. Kyle Dorr still on his feet. Will make it down from the 40 to the 30-yard line. Should give them another first down for the Deckerville Eagles.
That time right off the line, number 20, Justin Govia, made a real nice block that opened up that lane, and they sprang that one out there for a real nice game.
Deckerville does a nice job of running that fake. And they have started from the very first play, their handoff. They run a good job of fulfilling the fakes to the tailback, to the fullback. And they're also running a lot of leads. They're using everybody they can. So they, 9 times out of 10 so far we've seen on the run, running out of the pro set or the I formation, they're going to lead that fullback. Handoff on the right side to the fullback, number 20, Justin Govier. And nothing there. Good defense. By the Warriors, 74-62 in there.
Yeah, that time there was a trio of Warriors to stop that one. You know, you mentioned their fakes a couple plays ago, and I'll tell you, I think it's in the water here, because I can remember being a freshman playing JV football back for North Huron, and that was the one thing that used to drive us crazy with their fakes back then.
So Alex Pichette and Adam Pichette teamed up on that one. Second down in 10, so they get nothing on that carry. Fake the handoff left side, and breaking through the line, number 74, Adam Pichette flies through the line. He catches the quarterback, number 10, Dylan Patello, about 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Adam didn't fall for any fakes that time. He had a beeline right on the ball carrier, and he took care of business.
So 50 seconds to go, third and 12. The score is 8-0, Deckerville Eagles on top. Eagles break over the ball on the 32-yard line. 55, Derrick House, the center for the Eagles. Out of the shotgun, two backs deep. In motion is number 4, Ryan Stone. A low snap, pass over the hands of number 4, Ryan Stone. And it's a good thing, because he would have had a lot of daylight there. Number 60, Corey Sosnowski, trying to get out there and cover him, but he was about 5 yards shy. But good work by the defensive line for the Warriors. They got through, caused enough havoc in the backfield to force that pass by the quarterback.
Yeah, Jimmy Veers, number 22, is right on the heels of the quarterback and forced that pass. Like you said, there was a lot of open real estate if that ball gets caught.
So we'll go back again. Are we back with the 5-3? Let's see. We're going to run some receivers out, split out on the right side for the Deckerville Eagles. Both backs go off to the right side, and I believe we are going to have a timeout. So with that timeout, we've got 29 seconds to go. It's 8-0. Deckerville Eagles on top. It'll be 4th and 12 when we come back right after this.
For a great time, anytime, head to the Landing Tavern and the Sportsman's Inn, downtown Port Austin. Every Friday night, the Sportsman's Inn features an all-you-can-eat fish fry, only $9.99. Every Thursday, buy one of the Sportsman's famous deep-dish pizzas and get a second pizza at half price. Try the Sportsman's half-pound perch dinner, combo seafood platters, choice steaks, ribs, or a half-pound Angus burger. Enjoy karaoke every Friday and Saturday night next door at the Landing Tavern. The Sportsman's Inn, downtown Port Austin, opens Sunday through Friday, 4 p.m. to 9 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Welcome back to Deckerville Field. Fourth and 12. Deckerville Eagles are going to go for it on the fourth down. Runs two receivers.